श्री कृष्ण बलराम की
जय।
सो दिस इवनिंग वी विल बी हियरिंग सम ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम एंड वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स, लॉर्ड बलराम इज द ओरिजिनल विष्णु, देयरफॉर एनीवन रिमेंबरिंग दीस पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम इन द मॉर्निंग एंड इन द इवनिंग would certainly become a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus his life will become successful in all respects. Shri Krishna Balaram Ki
Jai!
So now let us hear attentively on the glories of Krishna Balaram. We have to finish by 8:30 or around there. So let's see if we can share some nectar. Text 8. देवत्या जातरे गर्वं शेषाख्यं धाम मामकं तक्षं कृष्ण वहिन्या उदरे सनिवेशया। Within the womb of Devi is my partial plenary expansion, known as Shankarsha or Sesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Purport by Divination Prabhupada. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mata Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Satgalvas. Does this mean that the Satgalva asuras were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 4 and 5. मायागतम इदं सर्वं जगत् अव्यक्तमूर्तिना मत्स्थानि सर्वभूतानि न चाहं चेष्वावस्थितः न च मत्स्थानि भूतानि पश्य मे योगम् ऐश्वरम् भूतगृह्णानां च भूतस्थो मामात्मा भूतभावनां। By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of the living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Unquote. Sarvam kalam idam Brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead. And he is not everywhere. Everything rests upon him, and yet does not rest upon him. This can be explained only through the Chintya Veda Veda philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya Mahami Janati Yavan Yashasmitatyatha, quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by devotional service, unquote. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statements of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of Bhakti Yoga: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arjanam, Vandam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, quote, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me, unquote. Therefore, he is always alert in fear which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Satgarbha's asuras were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has six sons: Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhaktir Evainam Darsha Yati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the six sons of Marichi were killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the six sons of Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, and Matsarya are killed, the Sesa incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion, known as Shankarshan or Sesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Om Gyanatami Vandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Nirana Tasme Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chara Swami Ti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachalane Nirvisesa Sanyavadi Prasthatya Adisatavine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So on Sunday we discussed how to go back to Godhead in 30 days. And there we mentioned that we have to evaluate the different obstacles that are preventing us from returning back to the supreme shelter of the personality of Godhead Krishna, in pure love of Krishna. And these obstacles are there in everyone's life, subtle and gross forms. And we need the strength of Balaram to be able to overcome these obstacles. Mother Devaki, she represents pure devotional service. And this is what we are trying to achieve. And in order to achieve this, we need to remove the obstacles that are preventing us from achieving the pure devotional platform. The six sons that she had previously that were killed by Kamsa represents in totality these six or these obstacles that we face. Lust, anger, greed, jealousy or madness, illusion and envy. These are the obstacles that we need to remove. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives us the key element that will allow us to remove these obstacles, which is also shown by Mother Devaki. She was fearful of Kamsa, and therefore Prabhupada says that we need to at least fear Maya, especially in the beginning stages of devotional service. And if we fear Maya, Just like divity or sphere in kamsa who represents material association in all different aspects, then naturally, automatically by that meditation, and then engaging in devotional service, meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will get the strength to remove these obstacles. And when these obstacles are removed and killed by the mercy of Balaram and Lord Krishna, then we will have a devotional attitude so that we can then invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in our heart. Here Balaram, as Govind Prabhu explained, Lord Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Balaram, he's the Supreme Servant of Godhead. He is exhibiting this attitude of devotional service. He's exemplifying it. He's the personification of devotional service. To such an extent that Balaram, he expands in so many aspects, in so many ways, simply to serve Krishna in every single rasa. There are five mellows or rasas that we can serve Krishna in parental, in conjugal, in friendship, in servitorship, dasya, in neutrality. So Balaram, Lord Balaram, he expands in every aspect. He expands as a gopi. He's the sister of Srimati Radharani, Ananga Manjari. In fact, she also wears a blue lotus sari. She's an expansion of Balaram, and she serves Krishna, she serves Lalita and Vishakha to render devotional service to Krishna in the conjugal manner. Then Balaram, he appears as Krishna's elder brother. Sometimes he appears as Krishna's younger brother. So he's serving as a brother, as a friend, and as a parent in different situations. And then he expands as the spiritual abode. He also expands and creates the material creation through his expansions of the Chaturbhuja expansions, Vasudeva, Anirudha, Pradyumna, and Shankarshan. So in every aspect, all the paraphernalia that the Lord uses for his service is an expansion of Balaram. So we can see Balaram has this wonderful service attitude. He's exemplifying, and therefore if we want to get this devotional attitude, we can pray to Lord Balaram. We can beg Balaram to please allow me to serve, give me the attitude to become a wonderful devotee following in your footsteps. So this is Balaram. Here we see before the Lord appears, all the evil elements are destroyed, the enemies are destroyed. Then Balaram appears and he makes a wonderful arrangement, make sure everything is wonderful for Krishna in the room and in Vrindavan. And then Krishna appears. So next week Tuesday Krishna is going to appear, and therefore we are gathered here to beg Balaram's mercy, to pray to Balaram, to get the strength to engage in devotional service, to get the strength to remove the obstacles that are facing us, to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. And we have 1 week to meditate and pray so that next week the Lord can then appear in our heart, in our minds. And Balaram, he does this in different ways. It is explained that the different demons that Lord Krishna and Balaram killed, these different demons, they represent different obstacles and arthas. And simply by hearing these pastimes of Krishna killing the demons, Balaram killing different demons, just by hearing them, it has the potency to remove that obstacle which that demon represents. So Balaram, of all the demons that were in Krishna Lila, Balaram, he killed two specific demons. Naturally, there were other demons that Balaram killed. You see one demon being killed in our play after my talk. But Balaram killed two specific demons, Denakasura and Balambasura. These were the only two demons that that Balaram killed in Krishna Lila specifically. And they're very significant. The Acharyas comment that these two demons, they have to be killed by the devotee himself begging the mercy of Balaram. Because Balaram represents Adi Guru. And Balaram, Bala means strength and Ram means pleasure. So Balaram is also the source of all strength, spiritual strength. And we need spiritual strength to engage in devotional service and to be able to counteract and overcome the challenges and narratives that are there. But Denaksura and Palamasura were not killed by Krishna because the devotee has to endeavor himself in order to kill these two specific demons. Denakasura, he represents ignorance. Ignorance of our identity, ignorance of Krishna's position, of Balaram's position. So we need to endeavor by educating ourselves about the process of Krishna consciousness, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And naturally we can pray to Balaram, please give me the strength in order to do this. And by doing that, and getting the mercy of Balaram, we automatically will be able to remove Denakasura. Pranamasura, he represents lusty propensities, he represents pride, honor, fame that the devotee may try to enjoy outside spiritual life and within spiritual life. And therefore, one needs to try to endeavor with the mercy of Balaram to remove those elements. And when we remove those elements, then Srila Prabhupada explains that simply by praying to Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then automatically all the other obstacles will be removed by the mercy of Lord Krishna. So this is very, very important in our practice of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada says, the word of knowledge is given by Krishna. And when instructions, the word of knowledge is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. Balaram is Nityananda. Thus, one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. So we need Balaram's strength. One time Srila Prabhupada mentioned that if you have a big problem, we all have different types of problems. If you have a big problem that's insurmountable, you just find it's very difficult to overcome this big problem. Srila Prabhupada said, you go specifically to Balaram. And you pray to Balaram. You present your problem to Balaram. And you tell Balaram, my dear Lord Balaram, I have this problem. And you tell your problem to Balaram. And let him take care of your problem. So in Vrindavan, during the seminars, when we were studying, His Grace Guruji and Prabhu told us this point that Srila Prabhupada mentioned. And he mentioned that one time he was giving a talk and one Muslim girl happened to be in his class. And he was talking about deity worship. Now we know that in Islam they don't have any deities. And she was sitting there, and after, you know, making the point, after presenting the aspect that the Acha Vigra, the deity, is not different from Krishna, she asked the question. And she said, I don't believe in this deity. So now Guruji Prabhu was trying to explain to her. So he was using different philosophical points and trying to establish the fact that the deity is not different from Krishna. But after the whole discussion, she said, I still don't believe. So then he remembered what Prabhupada said, that if you have a big problem, you go to Balaram. So she had a big problem. She didn't believe Krishna and Balaram are real, are there, the deities. But he told her, he said, okay, do me a favor. You go to the temple, Southern Vrindavan, you go to Krishna Balaram, the center altar, and the personality that's white, his name is Balaram, you just go to him and you present your problem to him. Because I can't help. So she went. She went, and Buddhism went to his house. And a few minutes later, there was a knock on the door. No doubt she went to Balarama and she presented her problem. And a few months later, she knocked on Burjan Prabhu's door and she opened the door. He opened the door. And there she was crying. And she said, "He's real! He's real! He's real!" And Burjan Prabhu was wondering, what happened? No doubt Balaram solved the problem. How? Well, that's Balaram's problem. How he solved it. But if you have a problem, you present your problem to Balaram. He will solve your problem. Now Prabhupada explains that the biggest problem we have is that we want to be Krishna. Only Krishna can be Krishna. He is Krishna and is eternally Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Krishna is the only personality that has Ishwar Abhiman. The consciousness of I am Ishwar. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And every other living entity, or even expansion of Krishna, or even expansion of the expansions of Krishna, have Dasya Abhiman. The consciousness that I am a servant of Krishna, including Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram, he's exhibiting the perfection of Dasya Abhiman. But just to show us what happens when we want to be Krishna, because that's what we're trying to do. In the material world, we're trying to be the enjoyer, the proprietor, the controller, and that's Krishna's position. So one day, just immediately after Govardhan Lila, that means Krishna was about 7 years old, and Balaram around that age, Balaram was thinking, you know, Krishna killed many demons, and I'm his older brother, I'm meant to kill all those demons, I'm meant to assist him. So he went to Krishna and said, "Krishna, can I be you one day, please? Can I dress like you, and you know, can you please give me your peacock feather and your flute?" So very lovingly Krishna said, "No problem." So Krishna gave him peacock feather, Krishna gave him his flute, and Balaram dressed peacock feather and flute and went off to play. In the meantime, Kamsa told Keshi, demon, the horse demon, that "I want you to go to Vrindavan and kill Krishna." So Keshi asked, "How do I recognize Krishna?" And Kamsa said, "Very simple. He's the only person that has a peacock feather and a flute." So you go to Vrindavan and you spot someone that has a peacock feather and a flute, and that's Krishna. So Kesha said, "No problem." And Balaram was playing in Vrindavan as Krishna, and Kesha demon appeared and he was looking and he said, "That's Krishna. Flute, peacock feather." And immediately he dashed, galloped, and he kicked Balaram. And Balaram was playing, little Balaram was playing, and all of a sudden he gets kicked by this demon, and Balaram flies, tumbles, rolls in the dust, and he starts to cry, "What happened here?" And Keshi kicked him so hard and thought, "Okay, now I killed Krishna," and he gallops back to Kamsa to give him the news. And Balaram, he got a shock. "Gee, I was playing and all of a sudden I got kicked. This is unfair. Just one day I'm trying to be Krishna and I get kicked." So immediately he goes back crying, he's hungry. He goes to Krishna and says, "Krishna, here's your peacock feather, here's your flute, and no more will be you." And then he goes to Mother Rohini and he sleeps on her lap. Before he told Krishna, I was playing nicely and all of a sudden this horse comes and kicks me. This is unfair. Then Krishna goes on and he finds Keshi and kills Keshi. So here we see how if you try to imitate or become Krishna, you also get kicked by Maya. You also get kicked hard. So we have to learn from Balaram how to be a servant. And Balaram, even when he appeared, he had such a beautiful complexion. It's described that Lord Balaram, the Bhagavatam is said, Lord Balaram is also the beauty incarnation of Krishna. So he's also very, very beautiful. There's a description. "Powerful Lord Balaram is 16 years old, full of luster of youth, and has a fair complexion of color of crystal. He wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. His handsome hair is tied in a graceful topknot, splendid earrings adorn his ears, and his neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels. Splendid armlets and bracelets, ornament Dowji's graceful and very strong arms, and his feet are decorated with splendid jeweled ankles. While Balaram's beauty is enhanced by the earring touching his cheeks, his face is decorated with tilak made of musk, and his broad chest is ornamented with garland of gunja. Balaram's voice is very grave, and his arms are very long, touching his thighs. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. So when Balaram appeared, he was so beautiful, and all the residents in Vrindavan, they were totally enamored, enchanted by Balaram's beauty. But they were also heartbroken, because Balaram, when he appeared, he did not speak and he did not move. He was mute and inactive. You can imagine a child, like a stillborn baby, yet his heart is still beating. And they didn't know why. And when Krishna appeared in the womb of Mother Yashoda, one day she took Balaram. And she went and picked up Balaram and put Balaram near her heart, where Krishna was. And immediately Balaram started to play and laugh, and as a child, she was shocked. Oh, child is moving, playing. And as soon as she put Balaram down, stop. Because Balaram, he only plays with Krishna. He only serves Krishna. See, if Krishna is not there, he's not interested. And he stayed like this until Krishna appeared. And when Krishna appeared, then Balaram immediately was jubilant and in ecstasy. The same thing happened to Srimati Radhavani. She had eyes closed. And only when Krishna appeared right in front of her, baby Krishna, did she open her eyes. So we can learn from Balaram that we should develop this type of consciousness, that I only want to serve Krishna. I only want to see Krishna. I only want to meditate on Krishna. I only want to hear Krishna. I only want to smell Krishna. I only want to taste Krishna. With every aspect of my being, I want to surrender and serve Krishna. So Balaram, he has many instruments. He has a plow, he has a horn, he has ropes, he's a cowboy. And with these weapons, he serves Krishna in different capacities. It's explained, the plow he uses for many, many purposes, to kill the demons. In fact, he also used it once on Revati. Revati, she is Balaram's consort, and she was born in Satya Yuga. Balaram appeared in Dwapara Yuga, or in Tetra Yuga, depending on the cycle, but on the third age. And Revati, she appeared in Satya Yuga, the first age. So she had excellent qualities. She was so exemplary that there was no one qualified to get married to her. So her father, King Revata, decided, I'm going to go to see Lord Brahma and request Lord Brahma, please find a suitable husband for my daughter. So he went to Lord Brahma's abode, and Lord Brahma was busy, so he waits for a few moments. And after a few moments, Balaram attended to the king and said, what can I do? He said, well, I have my beautiful daughter and I need someone to get married to her. But the king didn't note that when he was there for a few moments, already two yugas had passed, according to Brahma's time and our time. So now it was Krishna Lila and Balaram was on the planet. So then Brahma said, well, Balaram, he's ideal, he's perfect, he'll be suitable for Revati. So they came down, and the king, he submitted his prayer to Balaram, you please accept my daughter, Revati. But such a yuga, the devotees, they were tall. They were tall. They were huge, because now as the age goes, people become shortened. In Kali Yuga, it is described, people will be very, very short in the midst of Kali Yuga. So Revati was very tall. So Balaram said, no problem. He took his plow, and he shrink it to the ideal size. So he used the plow on Revati, and he made her the perfect size. He also was angry at Mother Yamuna, and he dragged her. He wanted to split her. He also used the plow to drag Hastinapur. So in so many ways he would use. So this plow is very good. You can pray to Balaram, please use your plow and drag my mind to your lotus feet, because it's very stubborn. So please use your plow. He uses his ropes to catch all the living entities. So you can pray to Lord Balaram, please use your rope and bind me to your lotus feet. In this way we can beg for the mercy of Lord Balaram. So we should pray to Balaram today. And by praying to Balaram for strength, we will get strength to render devotional service. He is none other than Lord Nityananda. And it is described that Balaram and Lord Nityananda, they are very, very merciful. They don't take any offense. And if we pray to them sincerely, they will assist us in every regard. And if we surrender to them, then we will also become Ananda, Nitya Nanda. Lord Nityananda, he is always eternally Nitya in Ananda, in bliss. And Balaram, Ram, means reservoir of pleasure. So Balaram is also the reservoir of all pleasure. So we need to pray to Balaram and Lord Nityananda. And it is described that if we don't get the mercy of Balaram or Lord Nityananda, we will never get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. We have to get their mercy first. Because Balaram is Adiguru. And we need to get his mercy before we can actually understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In conclusion, in terms of Balaram's strength, Srila Prabhupada asked the question, who's more stronger, Balaram or Krishna? And Prabhupada mentioned that Krishna is no doubt the stronger, because if you see Balaram is always leaning on Balaram is always leaning on Krishna, right? Yes, and that means Krishna is the stronger, Balaram is leaning. But Krishna mercifully empowers Balaram with spiritual strength. And therefore today we can take this opportunity to offer our prayers to Lord Balaram, to Lord Nityananda, so that we can dedicate our lives in the service of Srila Prabhupada, in the service of Lord Chaitanya, and in this way we can perfect our life, and one day we will get a glimpse of this great, wonderful personality, Balaram. Shri Krishna Balaram ki
jai.
Shri Balaram ki
jai.
Lord Nityananda Ram ki
jai.
Sai Gopamanande jai.